All right, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today into some really insightful material from Brandon McClure.
That's right. He's known as the LGBTQ biz guru, and this is straight from his blog.
Yeah, he's all about empowering LGBTQ entrepreneurs, freelancers, creatives, with smart growth strategies.
And fun fact for you listening, Brandon's actually adding this very discussion to his blog as another resource, so meta.
Ha. Right. Okay, so the source we're digging into is his article, Pride, Power, and Progress: Why LGBTQ plus Business Ownership Matters.
And the core mission, as Brandon lays it out, is arguing that owning a business, it isn't just, about paying the bills.
No, he frames it as something much bigger, a crucial path, maybe the crucial path to gaining power, influence, freedom.
Especially now, given the current social and political climate, our job here is to really get into the weeds of that argument.
He kicks things off by reminding us that Pride Month, yeah, it's celebratory, but fundamentally it's about power, resilience, emerging stronger.
And he draws a really sharp contrast between that inherent power and what he kind of calls a false sense of security.
You mean the performative DEI stuff, where companies might like wave a flag, but maybe don't back it up deep down?
Exactly that. Those moments that might look like support but lack real structural commitment.
So if that surface stuff isn't the answer, where does lasting power come from?
Well, Brandon's big point is that one of the most powerful engines for this is actually business ownership.
Whether you're a solopreneur, running a small shop, building something bigger.
Yep, that's the recurring theme he really hammers home. Owning your own enterprise.
Okay, and here's where it gets, really interesting for me. He links this directly to the shifts we're all seeing.
You mean the pushback against DEI, the attempts to sideline queer history, even symbolic things?
Yeah, like renaming ships originally named after pioneers. He sees it all as part of a kind of broader cultural rollback.
That's his frame precisely, and his argument flows from that. In times like these, just being visible, it might not be enough.
So collective activism is vital, obviously. He values that, but he seems to suggest relying only on that.
Or, as he puts it, kind of shouting outrage into the social media abyss might feel less effective right now for creating tangible change.
Okay, so if traditional activism isn't cutting through in the same way, what leverage is there?
And that's where he pivots hard to economic power. It's why he's so passionate about LGBTQ plus business development.
Because when LGBTQ plus business leaders get involved locally, chambers of commerce, networking, civic life.
They stop being just, a demographic group. They become economic drivers,
Yep.
job creators, influential voices.
Right. His point seems to be that politicians, especially local ones, they tend to listen when the business community speaks up.
Communities respect local investment, tangible presence, and crucially, the community gets to set its own tone more.
Less dependent on maybe fickle corporate validation.
Exactly. And there's a personal angle, too. He talks about reclaiming control.
Ah, the freedom aspect. Deciding who you work with, your workplace values, how inclusion actually works day to day.
Right, bypassing maybe outdated corporate HR manuals or gatekeepers. Real autonomy.
Which he argues taps into something really core to LGBTQ plus history, doesn't it? That spirit of self-determination.
He definitely connects this modern business push to that long historical thread. It's not just about now.
And he even brings in tech, specifically AI, sees it as a potential game changer.
Yeah, for smaller businesses especially. A tool for the LGBTQ plus community, perhaps.
His idea is that smaller, nimbler LGBTQ plus businesses might be able to adopt AI faster than big corporations.
Using it as a strategic partner, maybe an admin helper, basically helping to level the playing field a bit.
But he does add a caution, right, about finding AI tools that aren't, baked in with biases.
Yes, and he points readers towards resources on his blog to explore that specific nuance more, which is helpful.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. Based on Brandon McClure's perspective in this article, what's the takeaway?
Well, it seems business ownership for LGBTQ plus folks is presented not just as a way to make a living, but maybe as the single most empowering decision someone could make right now.
A route to tangible influence, real visibility, and fundamental freedom.
He frames it as a really strategic response to the current moment, honoring history by forging a new path focused on, civic engagement and economic clout through business.
The piece leaves you with this sense that the community is resilient, strategic, deeply capable.
And the goal is launching or growing businesses that don't just secure individual futures, but actually contribute to collective success and ultimately future equality.
Which naturally raises a really important question for you, the listener. Thinking about Brandon's argument, what practical steps could you actually take, either to build your own LGBTQ+ venture or actively support those already thriving in your community?